the drear, sheer, pooling pain of getting here. Grey tide swirl in a dark Driscoll. My central third, 25 years mature, destroyed. Corrupt, corrupted. Youth spilt out, castrated, triply gone in one spin. Triply gone in one spin. Ideals and career together by lies ended. Health and content gushed out in agony near to death. And a dead marriage, only kind folly ever thought alive. Though to others, all seemed well, so very well. So late ended. Dead! Oh, how so rotten, oh God! Lost, a tale spun out, run, too late to recoil. My mother, who dreaming prepared for this, all like a kept meal, heady food, hell and heaven together, either to suffer or forgive, not there, no longer there. For life should be bright with love, she said. Life broke. I seemed betrayed to deathly night. Good men brought me no good. Storm and wrath flooding over warm grounds of blessing. But deepest in the sea's adventure, I am so suddenly self-found and at the still point healed. Not quenched by those disasters, errors, sandlocked, but discovered of them. Love was found and fed where love had foundered, rusty keeled. A gentle, seeking, saving hand. Now, on our salt ship, bailing, sailing, her ocean eyes adored, she of the fine framed face, curled with dark light, is smiling exultation. Skillfully, with emotions overpainting, she matches perfectly my rust and patches with sheer forbearance and a cheerful patience and the kind talent of transmuting memory carefully deliberate into well-picked forgetting. She and I, the wheel clasped in conjoined hands and spiral journeyed into one. Thus, with a prodigal prodigy of fertile progeny, the febrile past was gone. Held back from Avalon, grasped by the moon, so yet my swaying ship is fixed and free. Arthur came Lancelot, got a reflecting family. What waste that is not towered upon by gain, the tears remaining. Life is made resonant by suffering, not by the relief of pain alone, but by suffering and the memories of suffering and the breadth of the injured mind, a song, a counterpointed singing. The wife rechosen, the new bride, 50 years in, my passion-altered scenery, tilted, sea-sinking, formed in ecstasy and rancor, and all Wales tragic comedy, is me. We are a lifetime being born, and my mother, not born sufficiently in hers, continues now to groan in mine, and mine, in which I might have been a poor bit player, bearing again in love and children who might not otherwise have been, will go on being born in those, special, unique in them, suffering, not resting, dim outstretched in blood and water, nor in the kindly foam of the warm-watered shore, where the waves fail and tail upon the enraptured boy.
The dark thrust down. A hooded, naked cloud moves down the seas, riding the moon road to wake my night, my land, my destinies. I have seen your word, your work, Lord Llewach, and the sea still sees the forming world in the press of differences, the death of suns, of suns. From Catrith deeps I'm flung, contrasted, a moonstruck Heraclitus, climbing and iridescent. My to the sea descent ascends, pulsing up, down, up, down. My virile sea unspent, who was time's eunuch. Then a sudden coruscation in the font of twisting atoms, iris, your bonds, those valencies gripping those only lonely days trapped in the skull, and botched goddess, then so vainly guiding, hurling unplanned creation, ebb and flow mastered, seen from above, longed from below, Juno, future and past, puzzle patterned together. In me cried the passionate, the lovely emptying, renewed desire for family, for children, my gene gift, and my sudden, wider found bride gift. Life is an endless birthing, a struggle to be uniquely born. Watch them, small and grown mist-tiered, looking to me up on the grey cliff of experience, at the grey nap where once I played caverns of fantasies, and down below to my soon green grave. So different their song, and so familiar the tune, never the words. So quantize these rarities of giving and taking, the gifts of needing, being understood. My boys, questing alone in towers, grabbing distinction, my girls in their laughing fort, roomy with welcome, all my shining, impassioned children, gloriously unchosen, breaking the type and choosing me again. Each one is Adam, is Eve to me, unique. Creation's triumph evident in love, singly appropriate, unmeasured, but unshared. It is my mother's heredity, talent and attainment, an epitome better for the fall. Each fall, oh happy fault, and I tolerating then loving their newer way. They, sown, adored and blown, hollowed in the slurry of my tight grey self, a golden childhood, and are all in flower and dancing spiral here beneath the altering moon. My song. Two voices speak in me, but here the passion peaks. My spiral exaltation has, lower in key, my deep self-doubt and self-evaluation as recitative, telling the hard facts of love. How could it be so? For still milk full and wildly wolves howl, the triple dogs bay. Emotions so sheer human faces, clear tears of delight, unbarred, unbidden, surging from deep hidden shining places, challenge calculation. Rework perfection, paradoxical. Can life then owe a debt to death, a cruel, dark beauty? Blasted, killed hard, now my daughter, oh my son, find here unwound the inward wails, my marriage bed, night cry. Epithalamion. Only that song can tell hollow Dolgellau why the higher Cadair Idris rises from Mauddach's fall, and all the tears told in me, hard entering my bride, in brute wails, tender beast, tended by Gelert, while the rough and echoing body thrills in pain in the wolf's jaws, gorgeous. Make hooded bluebells ring the scent of God's own vision, whereby Cothi's banks, Hylius, pours his blooded verse, eyes not averted, to his little, deep, lost son, and makes him deathless, immortal.